Scientists and political pundits describe opinion polls as a scientific, non-biased type of survey designed to measure the public's views on a particular topic or series of topics. Trained interviewers ask questions at random from the population being measured, and in the domain of election, polls have helped to predict a winner. With barely 48 hours for Ghanaians to elect a president and representatives in parliament, Radio Ghana's Rebecca Ekpe asks whether polls can be trusted.
Given the developments from the Brexit election and last month's US election, opinion polls have been perceived with some aura of doubt. In the Brexit example, the polls in Britain before the election clearly showed the Brits wanted to remain in the EU, but the final results showed the contrary. Also, prior to November 8, Americans believed they would have made another history by electing a first woman president, per what the polls showed. It, however, turned out a mirage, as billionaire businessman Donald Trump, without any government experience, got elected president. Obviously, public opinion polls have come to play an important role in politics. Here in Ghana, the issue of polls and election may not be a matter acceptable to all, depending on which side of the political divide one belongs.
Well, I don't believe in that.
Why don't you believe in polls?
Nobody's in the minds of the voters. They are mere speculations.
You can predict and then it will come to pass. You can predict and then it won't come to pass. So it's just normal.
What about you, young lady? What do you think about polls?
I don't really do believe in that. I don't.
Those were just some voices of some citizens on what their views are on public opinion polls. The question is asked again, can polls be trusted? Dr. Isaac Owusu-Mensa is a senior political scientist with the University of Ghana.
We do not only study swing regions, but we also are interested in knowing the strengths that the parties still have in their own constituencies.
Nana Obiri-Buahim is Deputy General Secretary of the Opposition New Patriotic Party. He gives his take on polls.
We are not going to waste our time on any opinion polls. We have very serious issues to attend to.
Clearly, the MPP and other political parties are not happy with pollster Ben Ebsen, whose polls put President John Mahama in a 52.4% lead ahead of rival Nana Akufo-Addo of the NPP. Pollster Ben Ebsen cannot agree enough, he believes, in his methodology.
My polls have tended to be within the 2% margin of error. That is one reason why, when in the last 3 months, polls have said NPP will win, everything is rosy. I say NDC will win, and the whole everywhere is burning, as if I've committed high treason.
Pollster Ben Ebsen also says he thrives on his credibility and his predictions over the years on who won Ghana's general election. He predicted 2004 for President J.A. Kufuor, 2008 for Professor John Atta Mills, and President John Mahama in 2012.
The killer blow for the NPP was that between October 16th and November 16th, the NPP lost 1.6% and the NDC gained 1.6.
Meanwhile, a team of political scientists at the University of Ghana, Legon, led by Dr. Isaac Owusu-Mensa, have predicted that NPP's Nana Akufo-Addo is likely to win Wednesday's election.
For instance, in the northern region, based on the history of the region, based on the information we have from the ground, based on the quantitative research that we did, we still call the northern region for the NDC. But when we came to Brown Apple region, we went to areas that NDC won 2012 and still called that place for the NPP because of the information we got from the phone.
Opinion polls tell us what proportion of a population has a specific viewpoint. Again, polls are simply a measurement tool, but they do not explain why respondents believe as they do or how to change their minds. So, can the polls for Wednesday's election be trusted? The answer is in the bosom of the electorate. Rebecca Ekpe, Radio Ghana, Accra.